But then, you know, what is it about art that makes it transcendent? What is it that flips your consciousness? You know, what is it about an experimental film that does that?
I don't think I'm prepared to make any sort of generalization about that, because I don't think that there's any generalization that I would consider to be universally applicable.
Okay.
I have probably watched more experimental films than most human beings on the planet, and by most, I really mean most, including even most experimental filmmakers, but I have different reactions to each one. I have a website that's or a web page that's on favorite films by other people, and that covers a really broad variety of stuff, including stuff by people that I don't even find to be generally interesting outside of maybe just one movie that they produced or whatever.
Right.
At any rate, I find a lot of structuralist film to be just incredibly dull and unimaginative or whatever, but it's pursuing a particular theoretical agenda that for the time during which the pursuit was being launched was considered to be of profound importance. But I think that profound importance becomes easily deflated if it's pursued with an uncritical mind that poses as being a critical mind without really being so.
Right.
So that doesn't mean that I don't like a lot of different types of things. I mean, as I wrote in my article, I love Hollis Frampton's nostalgia, but it only addresses certain possibilities, and other things that are very different from it address other possibilities, neither of which have the ultimate answer about how to induce epiphanies in their audience.
That's good. I like that.